Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are, which is absolutely true. Good grief, people. So, today has been rather hectic for me, but as much as I want to talk about that, I actually don't have much time. I actually did practice the other day, and there actually is enough time for me to read it, but the time for me to talk is not so much. So I am going to go ahead and I actually do know for a fact that someone's going to be listening in, and I'm pretty sure she hasn't been listening to the other readings. So I will later. I'm starting my show. Anyways, so what's been going on, the book that I'm reading to you guys is called Cheating Death Not. I love that title. I don't think I'm ever going to change it. So the book is the fourth and final installment to the Nessus Worlds book set. So this is, and the fourth book is basically kind of like a follow-up of the third book. It's of Lauren Cabrera's family, although I have to say that the main characters of Cheating Death Not is actually both on Lauren and her niece, because I actually know that in order to move on with the plot, I actually have to involve Lauren's power, Lauren's talent, which is to communicate with ghosts. So and Arivia, she actually gets swept up in a tornado, clouds actually forming into a tornado, I should say. And of course, for that to happen, she got hit by a metal frame, causing her to fall unconscious. Then she was flying in the tornado with a pretty big dog that she had her arms wrapped around. And I think because of that, because she was hit in the head, she fell into a coma. Oh, shoot, I'm spoiling things. Sorry. I lost my place of the book. Where am I at? Okay, yeah. I am reading ahead. Shoot, sorry. Okay, I am just going to go ahead. Well, not go ahead. Hang on. Sorry. I'm confusing things. So basically what happened in the previous reading, I forgot what pages did I start with. Four. Okay. Basically what happened in the previous reading was she receives her talent, which is weather control. She can change the weather. And she, because of that, she's able to stop the tornado. The tornado has touched everywhere in the city. It has not left the city, but it has not touched her her neighborhood or her aunt's neighborhood. And everyone, well, not everyone, but her family is starting to think that everyone's going to be suspicious. So she was able to stop the tornado, but something is actually about to happen that's going to cause it to, that's going to change the weather. Before I start reading the book, because that's actually where we kind of are. After she got into surgery, got out of surgery, I should say, she experienced an out of body. She had an out of body experience. She viewed her doctor kind of having a one-sided conversation with a ghost who actually knows him, or at least knew him when she was alive. And that ghost is Noreen, a ghost that Lauren knows personally, that she's known for a pretty long time. So, and Lauren's been trying to get her to cross over, even though Noreen is also a Nessus member, a member of the Nessus family. And she has been trying to get, she has kind of like a personal grudge to get certain ghosts to cross over. And even though she loves Noreen to heck, she wants Noreen to be happy and cross into that light. So that's one of the kickers that she has troubles with. And when she learns of Arivia's out-of-body experience, she tries to tell the doctor of that, and because the doctor already knows about Lauren's talent of communicating with ghosts. And so she brings Arivia with her to confront him, and he's like, you can't do this to her. Your condition is not healthy. You should be in a mental institution. And so he has these two male nurses, nurses really, to take her away. And she tells Arivia not to show her talent, but make sure that she practices it, you know. And that's actually where we are in the book. So I'm actually going to go ahead and start reading, actually. Let me take a drink first. All righty. Tears fell down Arivia's cheeks. She turned to leave, but her doctor stopped her. Arivia shoved off his hand. He stared at her with big, shocked eyes. That's when Noreen appeared. After seeing their expressions, her brows narrowed with worry.
She's telling the truth. So am I. Why won't you believe us?
Because it's impossible. It's illogical, and there's no proof. Dr. Kemp sighed. Come on, I'll take you home. He put a hand on her shoulder. She shoved him off again.
No!
She choked on her tears. Arivia's chin quivered.
Auntie is right. Betrayal hurts. We can't tell anyone the truth.
She sniffed and ran off. Arivia, wait! Noreen grew bitter. While glaring at him, she ground her teeth. Her person shook angrily.
Simon!
She yelled at the top of her lungs. The ghosts surrounding her suddenly turned. Dr. Kemp narrowed his brows after hearing his name being shouted. Bedpans and Tupperware spilled everywhere. Some landed on him. He cried. Crying again, his person floated off the ground. Noreen, stop. You're going to waste your energy, a fellow ghost said. She shook her head. Employees and patients stared at Dr. Kemp. They had weird feelings the hospital was haunted. That only confirmed it for them.
Only 2/3, she muttered. Jerk!
She yelled again. Once more, the doctor heard her word shouted. Jerk, what are you talking about? Dr. Kemp's brows narrowed. Why am I the... He scoffed. The rumors of this hospital being haunted. He rolled his eyes. They're finally getting to me.
They're true!
She and her ghost friend chorused. The doctor heard that next. He gulped nervously. Noreen? He whispered. Oof! His person fell to the ground. Noreen aligned her palm to his cheek. Barely feel the hint of cold. Simon touched his cheek.
Wish I had more energy to whisper, she said.
Her ghost friend touched her shoulder. She looked at him. You know they listen when they're asleep. Follow him. Noreen nodded.
I need you to do something while I watch him.
He waited for her instructions. At that moment, Arivia arrived home, crying. Tears continued pouring from her eyes. Her mom didn't find her until her sobs matched the thunderstorm that suddenly showed.
"There you are. I've been worried. What's wrong? Did Lauren do something?"
Olivia shook her head.
"He took her, Mommy. Doctor took her."
"Dr. Kemp, why did you..." She shook her head.
"Relax, Olivia. Deep breaths."
She showed her how. Olivia did a few, and it helped some.
"We thought..."
She breathed.
"He would believe us. Said her condition is not healthy. She'll recover without visits from us."
"Condition? What?" Her eyes widened.
"He didn't."
Olivia sniffed and nodded.
"Alex!"
she called. He came running in Olivia's room. "What's happened? Why is it storming?" He watched Delilah wipe the tears off their daughter's cheek. "Uh-oh." I'm actually going to, even though he's Russian, I'm going to have to use an English accent because I can't do it. I can't do a Russian accent.
It's happened, Alex.
His brows narrowed. She saw them.
"The hen house is full."
His eyes widened in shock. "No, why?" he whispered hoarsely. "It's finally happened?"
"What are you talking about? We need to get Auntie Lauren out."
"No, sweetie," she said abruptly.
"She has connections at the base. They'll help her."
Delilah sighed.
"What else happened at the hospital?" "She said not to show it. Attention is not what you want. And that it ties to my emotions, like everyone else."
A tear escaped her eye.
"That I need to practice, but not too much."
She gulped.
"She even said she loves me,"
she whispered. Her mom hugged her.
"She'll be all right. Everything's going to be fine,"
Delilah reasoned, more to herself than Olivia. She pulled away.
"Lauren's right, though. You need to practice."
"We can't do it now, though." They looked at him. "She's stopped the tornado, made it nice weather, and storm in less than 2 days. No doubt people will find it odd and suspicious." Delilah winced. Remembering a story, Lauren told her. Olivia stepped away from her mom, out a window. She saw the rolling storm she created.
"It's beautiful,"
she thought, sniffing. Hang on, I need to fix something here. Doom, 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 doom. Oops. There we go. Olivia rubbed her tear off. After taking a deep breath, she let it out. The storm slowed its path. "Don't make it disappear too soon, Via." She nodded. "Perhaps wait a while before changing the storm again." She still played that story in her head.
"All those stories. She kept calling them adventures."
She teared herself away from the window.
"The others are real, aren't they?"
Wincing, they nodded. Her eyes widened.
"Mom,"
she whispered. Delilah made a sound. She stood by Olivia's side. The two exchanged expressions. That's when every story rolled in her head. Even the newspapers and magazines she pretended to read. Gasping, she put a hand to her head.
"Olivia?"
her mom asked with worry. Olivia shook her head. Olivia shook her head.
"Are you all right? Everything playing at the same time? Books, articles, stories?"
She whispered.
"Playing. I can't stop it."
When they did stop, one specific book popped in her mind. She gasped. and smiled. I know what to do.
What is that? What is that?
Alex wondered. He had a small smile. He knew what happened. She gained a second talent, recalled memory. It made him realize she grew up quicker than most people, like Matilda did. He leaned against the wall to watch.
We don't hide. No running. It never works. People keep thinking that running away from problems helps.
You're right.
Aunt Lauren is right, though. We can't tell everyone the truth. Not very many people believe these powers are real. Look at all those thinking they could hear God's angels.
Delilah's eyes widened. She looked at Alex. Something happened. His eyes and smile told her. While Olivia continued talking, Delilah walked up to him.
What's happening to her?
She whispered. He moved closer to her ear.
I think she went into a coma when she fell unconscious, he whispered in return.
She gasped.
She still was after putting her in surgery.
He paused for a dramatic effect.
I think when they did that, something caused her brain to react. The surgeon did say there was a great effect to it after fixing the clotted veins.
Delilah stared at him.
She has two talents?
She blinked. He nodded.
This one I'm actually familiar with. Called recalled memory. She can access any scene, any memory of hers and others. One of my friends got it in high school.
He smiled.
I was definitely jealous. He had the way with the ladies.
You have a life now?
I'm betting he doesn't.
Nope.
Nope. He sighed. Smirking, he eyed her.
But he's definitely having more action than us.
Definitely. Delilah shoved him. He chuckled. They watched Olivia for the next few minutes. She wouldn't stop talking. She couldn't stop thinking. It was like watching the works of Sherlock Holmes's mind. At some point, she stopped. Olivia left the room. Her parents followed her. She led them to their neighbor's storm cellar. She hugged the boxer she had found before the metal frame hit her. Delilah smiled.
After the tornado stopped, we looked at her collar. Turns out this big girl ran from home.
Memories from the dog rushed in her mind.
I know where. Can we return her? She misses home.
Of course, sweetheart. I think we'd feel better, though, once Lauren returns. Then we'll return Loretta Lynn.
Olivia giggled.
After the singer?
The boxer barked. She giggled once more and hugged her.
We'll be back.
Loretta Lynn licked her face. Making a sound, she wiped the slobber off.
Ugh!
She barked again.
I know.
She chuckled.
Dog whisperer as well, Olivia?
Olivia shook her head.
Her tones gave the impressions. Come on, I know where Lauren is.
Olivia, they chorused. She stopped to face them.
She has her connections. She can get out with their help.
Delilah agreed.
I was there, Mom. I saw the look of betrayal.
Her face fell.
I may not know what Aunt Lauren went through when she got her talent. But the way he acted...
She shook her head.
I didn't like it, Dad. We were hoping he would understand that the news would comfort him.
They curiously observed her.
She needs support. She needs family support. Real family. I think it's that unconditional feel everyone wants.
Delilah fell on her knees. Tears poured from her eyes.
Mom?
Delilah,
Alex whispered. As Olivia walked up to her, Delilah shook her head.
You're growing up so much.
Olivia hugged her. She hugged back.
You have two talents, dear.
She hugged tighter.
I've never been so scared and proud at the same time.
I don't want you to get hurt. Olivia chortled. She looked outside. The storm had already lightened up to a light shower. She sighed of relief. At that same moment, Lauren walked toward them.
I know, and I don't want Aunt Lauren to feel lonely.
Lauren smiled.
You're right, dear,
Delilah confessed after pulling away. She wiped her tears.
About everything. We didn't give her that unconditional feel when we first found out about hers.
She gulped nervously.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. That's all I wanted to hear,
Lauren said. Alex and Delilah gasped and turned to her.
Hello, family. You're back. I thought it would take longer,
Delilah thought aloud. Olivia's aunt shook her head. The Nessus family always acts quickly, like when the others tried to get me and Patrick. Olivia rushed to hug her.
Hi, Olivia. I see the storm is lighting up. Aunt Lauren, did Uncle Patrick really leave the Nessus family so he could marry you? What?
Her eyes widened.
I never told anyone that.
She stared at her family. Alex smiled.
She has recalled memory as well.
She shook her head.
You should probably call them. She's growing up rather fast.
Wait, Lauren said suddenly.
We should talk about this inside.
They agreed. As they walked inside Olivia's home, the boxer followed. She saw her.
You don't mind this dog coming in, right, Delilah?
I suppose not. It's not like Loretta Lynn is going to turn on us instantly. We did get her safe from the tornado. Lauren smiled. The family discussed of the Nessus family. Olivia wanted to join. Though they loved her passion, they knew she should practice more before joining. She pouted like the child she was, but it didn't work. Not anymore. They would have talked more. Olivia heard footsteps coming from the living room. She turned and gasped. Olivia ran to the man entering her dining room.
Uncle Patrick!
Oof! Hiya, Olivia. How are you today?
Better,
she nodded.
I can control the weather and bring up any memory from someone and my life.
He raised his brows.
Two talents? How'd that happen?
He looked at her family.
I'll explain later,
Lauren replied.
She sighed. I just remembered. I need to talk to Dr. Kemp. Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll apologize?
Her aunt shrugged.
I'll see for myself. Can I go with her mom, please?
She asked after turning to her mother. Delilah winced and faced Lauren. They exchanged expressions.
All right, but Patrick comes with. I don't want the same thing happening.
Patrick narrowed his brows.
What are you doing here anyways? I thought you had a business trip in Butte,
Lauren asked. He smiled. He whispered to her what happened. Crying in excitement, she hugged him tightly.
Oh my gosh! See, I told you.
Patrick smiled and rolled his eyes. After the family talked a while, Olivia, Lauren, and Patrick went to the hospital. It took them a while to find Dr. Kemp, stood next to the gynecology section. He was finishing a conversation with a coworker. The coworker spotted Olivia, recognized her from before Kemp's haunting, and excused herself away. Dr. Kemp narrowed his brows.
Dr. Kemp?
Olivia called. He turned to her. Gulping, he stepped back.
Stay away from me.
Patrick rose his brows in shock. I think I am actually going to stop there. I am not certain. Let me check how much time is left. Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting. I think I will just read maybe a couple of paragraphs more, and then I think I'm going to stop. So where did I stop? Patrick rose his brows in shock.
Please, just listen.
Oh, sorry.
Please, just listen. Aunt Lauren has been doing this for so long. She thought...
Lauren stopped her. She saw Noreen standing next to the doctor.
I thought that you would want the honest truth. You asked for that truth, doctor, and Noreen said you needed to know.
Stop, he said shakily. I believe you. Before he gulped, his chin quivered. Just stay away from me. Patrick shook his head. What happened, Dr. Kemp? Simon gulped once more. And that is where I'm going to stop, actually. Oh, good grief. What a book. I love this book. it's a great book. Don't you agree? Okay, so. Oh, man, that was beautiful. I love this book, as I keep stating. So beautiful. Okay, so that is actually it for today. I am actually saying goodbye now. I hope next Friday, there is no next Friday. I do want to tell you guys that I'm going to be going to St. Louis for the Cardinals game. Woohoo! And the song I'm going to be playing for you guys, do not take this the romantic way. I'm using the message of it to the book. And I'm saying goodbye with, I forgot what it was called, Break My Heart by Hilary Duff. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye with Break My Heart by Hilary Duff. Bye, everyone.
Happiness cannot be found. Look what you did to me. You got the